Hello, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs, and as you probably know, this is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks so much for listening today. We're doing the show on December 6, 2018. We were supposed to do it 2 days ago, but we ran into a connection problem through my platform, which is Blog Talk Radio, so we weren't able to connect into the studio, but I'm so happy to report that my guest, Dr. Claudia Ramirez-Wiedemann, okay, for the USC Shoah Foundation, we'll talk all about this, is here today. She was able to do the show now, so we're going to get to it in just a second or two. It's going to be a show. It's going to be a good show. She's Director of Education at the University of Southern California, Shoah, that's S-H-O-A-H, as you probably know, the Shoah Foundation, all right, and what they're doing is working with my good friends at Discovery Education and putting together something called Teaching with Testimony, okay? There's a national launch. The goal, we're going to talk about the goals of the program, the reach of the program, and all about how important this is these days to make sure that these facts get out, okay? The flagship educational website is called Eyewitness, which makes audiovisual testimonies of survivors and witnesses of all genocides, far too many to mention, and mass atrocities, if I may, to cheer up your day, okay? Make it accessible to educators and students worldwide in a world that questions history and facts every day. We have to be sure that these things are put out there. We're going to have a nice deep conversation about that with Claudia. We'll archive the show at education-talkradio.org and tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. And she's in California. It's 9 a.m. I'm bringing her on right now. Hello, Claudia. Finally, it's Larry. How you doing?
Hi, great. Hi, Larry. Good to meet you, finally.
Well, you were such a good sport, and I'm so glad we're able to do the show today. I apologize for that mess on that,
no problem.
Happily was not my fault. It was the fault of the my platform, so I'm thrilled I'm off the hook. I like being
off the hook.
Right, right. Yeah, so anyway, Dr. Claudia Ramirez-Wiedemann, okay, Director of Education, USC Shoah Foundation. And, you know, there's a famous movie all about the Holocaust called Shoah, S-H-O-A-H. I'm sure you've seen it. Am I correct?
Yes.
That's the one that I think it's like. I was just going to say, I think it's about 8 hours long or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's literally testimony and all that. I could not bear sitting through it, let me put it that way. And I'm glad you did. These are hard subjects. Obviously, genocide and mass atrocity, perfect for the Christmas season, as I like to say. But it's important, okay, it's important. I've been thinking about this show just before we get into this all here with Teaching with Testimony, but I remember a few years ago, there was a commercial, I can't remember what the commercial was for, but it showed various endings, true endings of sporting events, like Michael Jordan scoring the final basket. But in the commercial, seamlessly, he did not score it. And then they showed a football game or something where Franco Harris caught the football, but they showed a version where he didn't catch it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And my point is, it looked just like it was real, but it had been doctored. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, you go to the old joke, you're going to believe me or your lying eyes, but the fact of the matter is something, even facts and visualizations can be doctored, and we're getting into a fact-free world where people connect everything. And that, maybe it's a silly thing to bring up, but it scares me when we talk about teaching with testimony. Okay, how easy it is for people to look at somebody who's in the Rwandan or the Rohingya or whatever, or the Holocaust from the 1940s, okay, and say, well, you may have seen that, but that didn't actually happen. That person's lying. And that's the testimony. Even the testimony of survivors is under question these days. Now that I've cheered you up so much at the beginning of this, you know, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's a common question that we get, and a fair one, indeed. What we say is that what the survivors and other witnesses bring to the table is a truth. It's part of the history of what took place. We know memory is flawed, and it's a very, very complex process. But it provides us and teachers and students in the classroom, more specifically, with an opportunity to interrogate that. right? To really think about what does it mean to know? Where does knowledge come from? Is what we see from the scientific method enough? Or, you know, the evidence that we see through other processes like that, is that enough? And, it, you know, how can the human story, personal stories, add to our understanding of phenomena and history in this case? And so we like to see it as part of the larger story. And that's one point. The other point is because we have so many stories in our visual history archive of 55,000 stories, when you see the story of a Holocaust survivor, of a survivor of the genocide of the Tutsi in Rwanda or the Guatemalan genocide, and you look at them all at once, you can see patterns, and they're saying the same things around various experiences in the genocidal process. So that really provides us and students, of course, with very valuable and important you know, resources for learning and understanding the world around them.
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you for what you're doing here, and I have to plead ignorance. You just mentioned the Guatemalan genocide, and I don't even know what that is. What is that one?
Yes. Yeah, so in the Visual History Archive, we have testimony of survivors from a number of, as you said in the beginning, genocides and other mass atrocities, including the Holocaust, the genocide of the Tutsi in Rwanda, the Guatemalan genocide, the Armenian genocide.
Yeah, but what is the
Nanjing
Guatemalan?
Massacre.
What is the Guatemalan one?
The Guatemalan genocide was the genocide of indigenous people and others who were basically disappeared. I mean, it was a calculated political process to disappear with those that were posed a threat in the view of those that were committing the genocide.
And when was
but
this?
This was in the 80s.
I plead ignorance. Yeah. I can't even remember it. How embarrassing is that?
Well, a lot of this material isn't in the history books. It's not shared in the classroom. It's not in the curricula at the university, so that teachers may not hear it themselves. And so we do all we can, like in this program with Discovery, in partnership with Discovery,
with
to bring this to students.
I think it's so important, and I just can't express that enough. So I'll leave it at that. I'm an ex history teacher, so it's just really something. And I know that on November, we're going to talk about how you're working with Discovery here. November 5th, I got a press release which started this whole thing between you and I and Char over at the Discovery.
Yeah.
Discovery's friends of mine, USC Shoah Foundation and Discovery Education Unlock the Power of Testimony-Based Learning to Inspire Students, Educators, and Communities Nationwide. The Shoah Foundation, that's where you are the director of education.
Right.
And just start there. Tell people what exactly that is.
As director of education, I work with a global team to bring the 55,000 testimonies to classrooms around the world. That's the basic way I can describe what we do. So that means that through our educational website, which you referenced, Eyewitness, Eyewitness,
yes,
we make these testimonies available as curated clips of testimony that a teacher can watch there online or download and use in an existing lesson. These are 1, 2, 3 minute clips across a number of topics like resilience, anti-Semitism, courage, family.
Nice.
Good. And they can also go there to access curated lessons, what we call activities. And these are activities where students can go in and complete there or also download locally and can do it offline. And so these ask students to watch testimony, to interrogate testimony, to watch other clips of video segments, to read a map, to think about what it is they've read and watched, and to create some sort of final summative product, and then to discuss it with their students. So it's taking and, you know, weaving testimony in the context of some learning outcome that's standards aligned in order to reach that learning, but all grounded in testimony of survivors and other witnesses on topics that matter to teachers.
And they matter to kids and they matter to communities, which we'll talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, this really does, especially in this day and age. I'm not going to get into that much deeper than that. If people don't know what I'm talking about, please don't. I'll give you a good word. Don't be Struthious. Take your head out of the sand, everybody.
Yeah,
do you know what Struthius is? Have you heard that one? I just heard that
one. You
word
know, you've challenged me, and I'm known as having a, you know, a wide vocabulary. But
look, I just learned it this week. Struthius is being ostrich-like, ignoring, you know, by putting your head in sand, so to speak. I'm just going to ignore it.
Oh, nice. I'm writing
that
down.
It's a great word. It's a great word. Struthius. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out there, Claudia. It's a great, especially with what the Struthius world we live in. Okay,
indeed.
It's just absolutely incredible. How is Discovery helping you do this? And let me just explain this. As everybody who's listening to this show knows, I'm good friends with Discovery. They help me a lot with some great shows, and we put together work with principals on technology and learning and all that sort of thing. They're very helpful to me. And they have a long reach into schools, and they also have curriculum directors and writers and creators who can back it all up. How are you working with them? Why'd you link up with them? What's their job in relation to yours, so to speak?
Yes, we partnered with Discovery Education to bring testimony to their wide network of educators and students, so that we could, you know, enhance what they already have, which is incredible, right?
It is.
So, you know, they reach, what, like 50% of classrooms in the U.S., 4.5 million educators, 50 million students. It's huge. And
it
are more
huge.
In more like... Yeah, it's huge, 50 countries. So we knew that as an organization, Discovery could support our interest in bringing our material to address very important, relevant, and urgent material to teachers and students around hate, around standing up, around making change in the community, all through, you know, the use of testimony. And so we partnered to think about ways that we could do that, and the overarching program then that resulted from that is the Teaching with Testimony program that brings to teachers curated resources that they could use immediately in their classrooms across a number of topics.
And how do they find all this material? Where is it? Where should people go?
So,
educators listening. Where do they go?
All one word, teachingwithtestimony.com.
Okay.
Right?
Teachingwithtestimony.com.
Yeah, all one word. You can go there and you'll see it's a little web page with a number of resources that are designed to give teachers that readily accessible set of resources that they can immediately use to address topics such as us versus them, you know, causes and consequences of othering, responding to injustice on rights and responsibilities. Those are a few of the lessons that we have now, more to come, but those are the lessons teachers will see immediately, and they can download these for middle or high school students. And what
is it for elementary as well? Is this for elementary as well?
Right now we don't have resources for elementary level teachers and students, but that doesn't mean that those teachers won't see material for that level. in the future. However, the resources that are available here, including clips of testimony, teachers can use in the classroom however they see fit in their classroom. And that's what we see, that, you know, often the thinking is by because of the nature of the material, right, which is survivors and witnesses of genocide.
Heavy stuff.
Teachers of younger students might feel a little hesitant, but what is really key, and I would love your listeners to really get, is that this material these are life histories. These are people who talk about life before, during, and after the genocidal event. And that then gives us an opportunity to curate material that helps us understand what it meant to be a member of a Jewish community in Poland before the Holocaust. And when we do that, students can see that we're all similar. We all grew up in a family or in a community. We all went out for lunch. We had picnics. And when we start to do that, we begin to see others as human.
Right.
And that's the value proposition here behind testimony, is that we can humanize that other and learn about what it means to be othered, so that students might then think about their actions as they go out into their
own. The others are me in a different world.
Yeah.
The others, if I may, or, you know, no, I don't mean me, Larry Jacobs. I mean me, whoever that student is. Okay? The old line there, but for the grace of God go I, so to speak. Okay?
Absolutely.
It could be me, and we have to learn that. When you look at this and what you're doing and what Discovery's doing, what's the goal? I'll phrase that. Is the goal to, or just in your mind, your focus, is it to teach history or to use history to create a better character, find our better angels, however you want to phrase that? Is it character we're looking at? Is it social emotional learning we're looking at? Or is it history we're looking at? Or is it possible to even take away those parts? And,
it's all of that. I think it is absolutely all of it. When your listeners go to that webpage, they'll see lessons that are standards aligned, that address what they are expected to teach and all that. And that is absolutely the goal for this program.
How long has it been around?
But another goal...
How long has Shoah been creating this type of information for people?
Well, we are in our 25th anniversary now.
Wow.
Just celebrated that 25th year. And
wow.
So we've been, for most of that time, we've collected the testimonies. And in the last, I would say, 10 years, we've worked on developing the educational use and other uses of this material to bring to the world. And as Director of Education, you know, we've exceeded all of our expectations, because we know that this is powerful material that we can curate in ways that teachers can use literally across the curriculum, to get back to your question about what is it we're trying to do here with Discovery, and that is to leverage these stories so that teachers can use it in history classes, in those classes where students learn about citizenship, citizenship, to teach and learn about psychology, media studies, because this is audiovisual material. It's such an opportunity to learn even in that area.
Right. Good point.
Yeah, and also literacy. Visual and information literacy are huge, huge expectations of students in this world, right? It's like when you look at a testimony, you look at a film, you look at a commercial on TV, our students should be able to interrogate who is telling me this message, who's behind it, what's their goal, what should I do with this? And testimony is an incredible space or tool to be able to learn how to do that, because we can ask, why is this person telling her story? what, you know, how has her experience influenced her life now, and why is she reflecting in ways that she's saying, you know, her story has affected her? Like, what do I do with that information, you know? So it's like any other primary source, right? Like
yeah.
a diary, a photo, even a cartoon, right? A political cartoon. Those are all primary sources. But they can't alone provide the whole story, right? And so this material and this program will bring to teachers, we think, some really powerful and innovative, I will say that, innovative resources that you will not find anywhere. And we're really proud of the material, and I
should
hope
be.
Visit.
And I wanted to ask you, the teaching with testimony is help me out here if I'm wrong, but I'm getting the impression that's a new program, okay?
It is.
Yes, okay. But the USC Shoah Foundation is 25 years old, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So 25 or 26 years ago, who started this at USC? Was it a historian who started it? Was it a teacher who started? What was the beginning, the goal of it at the beginning? Just to collect the information, or they saw a need that it wasn't being collected? What was their I don't know if you know this, okay, but what were the thoughts at the very, very beginning?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm glad you asked.
My pleasure. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah. We were founded by Mr. Steven Spielberg. As a result,
never heard of him. What does he do for a living?
Yes, he's, you know, the well-known director, producer.
Oh, that guy. That's Steven Spielberg.
That guy, yes.
Okay, just kidding. Of course I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, he completed the film Schindler's List in 1993. In the process, learned.
I could barely sit through that. I was going so nuts.
Yeah.
It was so heart-rending.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah,
but in the process, he heard from survivors who said to him, and he recently said this literally last night on NBC Nightly News in an interview, and I'll tell you more about that in a second. But he had people come to him, up to him and say, you know what, my experience in the Holocaust isn't my only experience. I want to tell you about it, and realized that collecting the stories of survivors was critical. And so in 1994, established USC Shoah Foundation, named differently at the time, but then embarked on the collection of the testimonies immediately after that. Around the world, hundreds
mm-hmm.
of people going out and interviewing, finding people, you know, getting people to tell their stories who were interested. And now, 25 years later, we have the 55,000 stories, which is incredible. I mean, if you sat and watched them all back to back, it would take you 13 years. That's how deep it is. In multiple languages. And so right now, you know, like I said, about 10 years ago, the interest and you know, in bringing this to educate audiences, and that's always been the case, the goal, but really began to take form, you know, in the work that we're doing with teachers and students through Eyewitness more recently. But to reach the millions of students, as you know, requires that we work with partners, and that's always been our motto, is we work with partners locally, to be able to bring this material and localize it, make it their own so that local teachers will see value in it and the, you know, and that they can see how it works for their audiences, you know, locally. So Discovery is one partner of many of our partners around the world who will take our material and localize it and bring it to life in ways that will resonate with teachers. And in the case of Discovery, because they have such a wide network and have a network that is ready and interested and in innovative material, it was a natural fit. And
it's really good.
Yeah, it made sense to us. And so the Teaching with Testimony program is this is one, you know, one way that we will bring testimony to teachers. Another way will be a student contest that I hope you all return to the page to learn more about soon. But in January, we will be launching a Stronger Than Hate, what we call Stronger Than Hate Challenge, which is a contest where students will watch testimony, interrogate the topic of hate and what it means to them, how they see it in their world, and to go out into the community to try and do something about it. Record it, tell us what was the impact. And we will, you know, sift through the submissions and then see what is it the kids are doing and what really stands out in the pack. We've done this for a number of years, and it's just incredible. Because, again, it's all grounded in testimony. So
right.
Students get inspired by the stories that then inspires them to go out into their own community to do something. So they might do something around helping the homeless, around helping disabled children, the elderly, working in their very schools to address bullying and loneliness and things like that, you know. So we're really proud of that, and we'll continue to offer that through this program as well. So I urge you to come back. It's an incredible challenge, and there is some prizing monies and all that fun stuff. So that's the second thing. A third way that we'll bring testimony to teachers and students through this program is what we call the virtual field trips. And this is
Ooh.
Curated programming that offers students and teachers real-time program where they can tune in and watch a discussion, watch video and testimony, all around topics like Stronger Than Hate, topics around genocide for older students, you know, that kind of thing. So
it's wonderful
it's
what
dynamic,
you're doing. How do they learn? Can they learn about the contest if they go to teachingwithtestimony.com?
Yes. And you'll see there now that there's a placeholder because we are literally on our on the way to publishing it and
cool.
launching it. So just give us a little bit more time, and when you get back for the second semester, you'll get more information. But I really urge you to go there.
Well, if you want to, when you're ready to launch the new...
Oh, that
new,
would be amazing.
Yeah, come back on.
Yes.
Come back on
yes.
and just tell Shar you can get, until you certainly know where I am, you can just contact me directly.
Yes. What we'll also
okay.
do... Yeah, what we'll also do is just give you information about how to learn more about it there, and we'll have professional development and other things that we can offer teachers online to prepare for that contest.
Right, and I wanted to ask
and
you one thing.
And this is all no cost.
Thank you for saying that, all no cost, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for saying that. I should have asked that
including,
before.
Everything.
Yeah, one last thing I wanted to ask you, and it was interesting. I wrote it down when you said it. You probably don't even know you said it. Maybe you do know you said it. Okay? When I was talking to you, you said the word urgent. This is urgent. Why do you feel that way? Urgent.
The Anti-Defamation League, the Southern Poverty Law Center, keep track of statistics around anti-Semitism and other forms of hate. And recently they have published results, and we know that anti-Semitism and other forms of hate and violence is on the rise in
everywhere.
Yeah.
I just read in there's a newsletter. You might get it because you're at the college level, called Inside Higher Ed.
Yes.
Okay, and just yesterday their newest issue came out, and it was about the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses from students to students. Okay?
Yes.
And, so what you're saying, but I wanted to get your definition of urgent. Yes, it is urgent. There's
it's urgent.
There's a weird...
It is urgent, and that takes all of us, right, to address it so that... you know, what is the value proposition here? It is for bringing testimony to the classroom to inspire kids to be curious, critical, courageous, so that when they see these forms of hate and any hate in their lives, they're going to speak out. And so that benefits the community. So this is, doesn't stay in the class. This is about promoting those skills, knowledge, and capacities to be excellent members of our communities. And that's really, at the end of the day, that's it. That's what we want. That's
what it's all about. I am reminded, unfortunately, and I'm sure you know this, of the graduation picture of the young men at Baraboo High School in Wisconsin,
yeah,
or wherever that was, with the Nazi salute.
Oh.
And they weren't even disciplined.
Oh.
They weren't even disciplined.
Oh.
Okay, so I ask what's wrong with that superintendent, whoever that is. Okay?
Wow.
And
they
weren't even disciplined. Okay? And,
mm-hmm,
well, I could get into that for hours on end. Okay? It's,
mm-hmm,
just disgraceful. And we've got to do something about that and stand up for it for everybody. I mean, by the way, it's not just, you know, we're not just talking about Jewish people. We're
absolutely
not just talking
not
about Jewish people. We are talking about Holocaust and genocides all over the world. Okay?
Absolutely.
And we know too many of those. All right, so this is great
stuff,
and I'm so glad you linked up with Discovery, okay, at the stage of the game. They're really good folks. Charmion is great, and
absolutely,
everybody else that
great
I know there is terrific,
with
too. Yeah, they really
yes
are. Will you get back
yes
to me when you're ready to go with this for the contest?
Yes, we will set it up, yes.
Wonderful.
Look forward to it. Thank
yeah
you so much. This was great.
Claudia, you're wonderful. Keep up the good work. Dr. Claudia Ramirez Wiedemann from the USC,
yes,
Steven Spielberg founder, Shoah Foundation, right?
Yes, yes.
You got to put
absolutely
Steven Spielberg's name all over this. Gets everybody excited.
Yeah. You know, he's our founder, and he's always supportive.
I bet he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But he's a great guy. Kids aren't seeing Schindler's List. Boy, is that tough to sit through. I can only imagine. And you sat through the movie Shoah. I really congratulate you on that one. God,
you know, the film just is also, of course, is being re-released tomorrow in theaters around the country.
Which film? Shoah?
Schindler's List.
Oh, Schindler? I didn't know that.
Mention that part. Yeah, and it's being released in probably, you know, in a local theater near you somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow. And we were able to bring students to theaters for free screenings through our program, and that was fun to see. I was just in New York, in Port Jervis and Nanuet, to see some kids, you know, attend. And again,
that school district.
So the film, along with the teachers using the resources like Teaching with Testimony, like, it's part of the way that we're looking to prepare students, you know, in dynamic, innovative, outside the classroom sorts of ways. That's what
wonderful
we're interested in.
And by the way, I live in Cornish, Maine, a little town about 35 miles northwest of Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are no theaters near me.
Okay. Well, it'll be streamed too.
Be streamed. I can get to Portland. That's no problem. I don't know whether I can sit through it again. Oh my God, what a movie! Claudia, you're doing great work. Thank you so much for all this.
Great.
Okay,
thank
I'll make
you
sure
so
everybody
much
knows the. Well, thank you, and we can be in touch soon. Okay, thanks a million.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Bye bye. And Claudia goes on to her full day still in California ahead of her, okay? It's only 9:30 in the morning there. Thank you, Claudia. Great job to my friend Charmion over at Discovery. Charmion Kinder, thank you so much. This is just great. It's Teaching with Testimony. Teachingwithtestimony.com. Teachingwithtestimony.com. I'm sure if you Google Teaching with Testimony, it'll pop right up. Okay, really important stuff. We'll do the other half of this when they're ready to go. It is urgent. Take a good look at it. Okay, I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you all for listening.